Lord, we pray now as we come to your word, that Lord, we would hear something that would remind us of your story and remind us of the grace that we found in you. And we speak this in Jesus' name. Amen. Take a seat. So we spent a few weeks looking at a new vision, a new way of thinking about what we're called to be as believers. And we looked at the end of Acts, and we looked at how the last words Jesus says to his disciples basically this: if you're going to live this life as a Christian, you've got to first trust the Father, you've got to receive the Spirit, and you've got to tell the story of the Son in all that you do. The simple message is this: trust the Father, receive the Spirit, tell the story of the Son. That's what we want to be as people who are disciples of Jesus. But as we do that, as a church, as a people, we want to look at some practices that we can engage in that help us live out that trusting the Father, receiving the Spirit, and telling the story of the Son. So we're going to look over these next few weeks at five practices for living fruitfully, for fruitfulness in our life. Five practices for fruitfulness that we can look at. And each of them links to the other. And it starts with what we're looking at this morning, which is radical hospitality. And we're going to look at passionate worship. We're then going to look at intentional faith development. We're then going to take a look at what it means to be people who take risk-taking mission and service. And lastly, what it means to be extravagant in generosity. And these are five practices that we can engage in to help us grow as fruitful disciples and hopefully as a church, a more fruitful congregation. So we're going to look at these five practices which all have their root in the Christian tradition throughout the scripture. And say this morning we're looking at what it means. So we're looking this morning at radical hospitality. So just, I want to take a moment to think about an experience you might have had of the worst welcome you've ever experienced. Where have you been where you've experienced the worst welcome you could possibly experience? See, for me, I'm going to tell you a little story about a church. I'm not going to name the church. But I walked into this church, and I always do, because I'm that sort of person, I always sit on the front row, because it freaks out churches. If you walk into a church, you sit on the front row, everyone's weirded out by that. And I sat on the front row in this church, and I was told, why are you sat there? I'm like, oh, because this is where I'm sat. They're like, you can't sit there, that's where the leaders and the staff sit. Oh, okay. It wasn't particularly welcoming. I was there as a visitor in their church and then being told, you can't sit there and you mustn't do this. You might have a story like that yourself or somewhere you've been to where you've experienced something which actually wasn't very welcoming. And when we don't feel welcomed, we don't want to engage. We don't want to be part of that community. We don't want to be with those particular people. We don't like that experience. Radical hospitality is about how can we do the reverse of that? How can we be a people who can welcome people who we don't know? How can we have people who are engaged in recognizing that there might be visitors in our world, in our experience, whether this be our church or in our own personal world, and there's a desire from Jesus for us to be a welcoming community. We looked a few weeks ago at this picture by Rublev of, and it's called The Hospitality of Abraham. And it's also become a picture of the Trinity in more modern times, but it's actually called The Hospitality of Abraham, taking a story from Genesis chapter 18, where Abraham, who's one of the early people in the Bible, where he welcomes three strangers into his home and he shows hospitality to them. And we looked at this picture a few weeks ago, we were talking about the Holy Spirit, and we talked about the idea that actually what this picture speaks about of a picture of God is that actually when you put a circle around, as if it's coming out towards you, there's a space at the table for you. That in the story of God, there's a place for you, and that the story of the gospel is a gospel where God welcomes you, where God says you are invited into a bigger story. That you matter and that you're welcomed into a bigger story, the story of God. And this story from Genesis 18 is contrasted with chapter 19. And in chapter 19, what you see is the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, where basically what God's angry about is their lack of hospitality. Where the people there, when the visitors come to them, rather than showing hospitality like Abraham does in chapter 18, what they do is they try and rape the guys who come. Not very welcoming. And you get this contrast of God saying, God is grieved when hospitality is not something which is the nature of the people of God. God is grieved by a lack of hospitality. It's not something that God wants, because the whole story of the scriptures is about a God who is desperately trying to show an invitation to the people of the world to say, come and be loved, come and be embraced by a Father who loves you. Come and trust this Father, receive His Spirit, and know the story of His Son and tell it to the world. And that word hospitality looks like contrast between chapter 18 and chapter 19 of Genesis, where you have hospitality and then hostility. It's actually where the root word comes from. And so in Latin, hospitality means I can't even say these words, hospice, meaning it means both host and guest. See, the word hospitality doesn't just mean to show it to someone else. To be a host and to be a guest are interchangeable in the language of Latin. And we'll come on to the Greek in just a moment. But to be a host and a guest is one in the same thing. We often think that hospitality is something which is all about hosting. But actually, hospitality is as much about being the guest as it is about being the host. And where the root word comes from is about being hostile. It means about a stranger, an enemy. And what it's trying to say is that hospitality is hosting your enemy. Not your friends, not the people you like. It's hosting your enemy. What it means is this. Whether you are a guest among strangers, or you were welcoming a stranger as a guest in your space, hospitality came to mean engaging strangers with goodwill, overcoming the estrangement, distance, and unknowing with a receiving spirit. What I'm saying is hospitality is when you're in a situation where either you're a stranger or you're with a stranger. And either way round, it can be awkward. But hospitality is overcoming that barrier between you and the other. Whether you're the person who's hosting the other, or whether you're the person who's receiving the hospitality from the other. Hospitality is this place of saying, it's an engagement between two people who maybe are strangers, who come together and find peace. In Romans 12:13, it says, practice hospitality. And the word hospitality in Greek, what it means, is made up of two words, xenos and philio. Now, xenos means host or guest again, it's the same as in the Latin. And what it kind of means is stranger. So xenos is the word where we get xenophobic, meaning fear of the stranger. So you might have heard the word xenophobic. It means you don't like other people from other places, fear of the stranger. So xenos means stranger. It's also the word for guest and host. It's saying, again, the idea that hosting and hospitality is between two people who don't know each other. But philio is the word for love, brotherly love. It's one of the words that is used in the Bible for love. And so what it means is love of the stranger. That hospitality is love of the stranger. It's not love of your friend. That's something different. But hospitality is where you overcome the barrier between you and someone who is a stranger. It's love of the stranger. Hospitality is showing an attitude of love towards people who you don't know yet, in order to bring a peace and resolution between the two of you. That's what hospitality is all about. Love of the stranger. It says in Romans 15:7, therefore welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you to the glory of God. If loving the stranger is what we are called to do, it's because, as Romans says here, welcome other people. Why? Because you have been welcomed by God. That the gospel is the fact that we were strangers to God, and God showed hospitality in Christ to come and embrace us and say, come and be invited into all that I'm doing. And in doing so, God overcomes the barrier through the cross. He overcomes the barrier between us so that we can be in relationship with Him. The whole gospel is a gospel of hospitality, of how God reaches out and demonstrates to us what it looks like to love the stranger, to love the person who we don't know yet. Maybe a person that we find fearful, or something we're just a bit wary of. Hospitality is overcoming that and loving them, regardless of how we might feel about it. And this is the story of the whole Bible, saying, as you've experienced it, so show it to other people. As you've experienced it from God, as you've been shown grace from God, as you've been shown love as a stranger to God. It says in Romans, yet while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. When you are a stranger to God, God did something to show hospitality to you, to welcome you into His family. And this goes right through the story of the gospel, and it's right through the story of the whole Bible, of saying, what you've experienced, show it to others. It says in Leviticus 19:33-34, going right back to the Old Testament now, one of the laws that's given to the people of Israel is this: when a foreigner resides among you in the land, do not mistreat them. The foreigner resides among you must be treated like a native born. Love them as yourself. For as you were foreigners in Egypt, I am the Lord your God. What he's saying is, once you were strangers in Egypt, once you were foreigners in a different land, once you were people who felt like you didn't fit and you didn't belong. And as you've experienced that, now show that sense of love to other people. You know what it's like to be an outsider, and therefore show love to other people so that they don't feel that way. They don't feel like an outsider. Make them feel like they're part of what's going on. Treat them like you would anyone who's part of your community. Don't say, oh, you can stay that far away, but I'll be over here in my little friends group over here. Radical hospitality is saying, whoever comes into this place, whoever enters into your world, you give them the opportunity to be treated like you would any friend, any member of your community. And it's from this law in Leviticus that we get part of what we call the golden rule, what Jesus talks about saying the golden rule is this: love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. It comes right from Leviticus. Love your neighbor as you would yourself. And this is the foundation of the story of the Good Samaritan in Luke 10. And in Luke 10, what the story of Luke 10 is this. There's a man of the law who's trying to work out and try to test Jesus. And he says to Jesus, what must I do to have eternal life? And Jesus says, well, what do you think the law can be summed up as? And he says, he's probably heard Jesus speak before, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus says, yes, go and do that and you will live. And the man says, no, but who's my neighbor? And Jesus tells the story of the Good Samaritan. If you didn't know the story, it goes like this. Jesus tells the story of saying, there was a man walking from Jerusalem to Jericho. And on the road, some bandits came and they beat him up, stripped him, and stole all his possessions. And then along that road came a priest. And the priest saw the man and he walked onto the other side of the road and walked by because he didn't want to become spiritually unclean by engaging with someone who was beaten up and someone who was naked. Next along comes a Levite, who's kind of like a specialist in law. He's a bit like a lawyer. He walks along the road. He sees the man and goes, whoo, again, if I go near him, I'm going to become unclean. Not going to do that. I'm a good Jew. So he walks on the other side of the road and walks past the man. There's Samaritan, who is the people who absolutely do not get on with the Jews at all. Jews and Samaritans do not associate. They are people who wouldn't even drink from the same cup as each other because it was seen as kind of making you spiritually unclean. It was something that was impure. And so it was a real hatred between these people. And it says that the Samaritan comes past this Jew who's beaten up and lying on the road, and he reaches down, he helps him, he bathes his wound, he puts him on his donkey, he takes him to an inn, and at the inn, the next day, he pays the innkeeper and says, here's some more money, do whatever you need for this man, and when I come back, if there's any more cost, I will pay it. And Jesus says to the man of the law, who in this story was the neighbor? He says, the Samaritan. He goes, yes, go and do likewise. He says, this Christian life is about radical hospitality. There's no place for division between people. There's no place for saying, these people are all right, and these people aren't all right. There's no place for racism. There's no place for sexism. There's no place for any bigotry of any kind. Because the gospel says all are welcome to come. Everyone is welcome in this story. And what the story of the Good Samaritan shows is how the radical hospitality of God is displayed. It's saying for a Samaritan to reach down and touch a Jew was something that a Samaritan just wouldn't have done. And for a Jew to receive that love from a Samaritan just wasn't done. And what the story is trying to convey is that radical hospitality is love of the stranger. It's love of the foreigner. It's love of the person who is different from you. It's a love that is not just a, hi, morning, welcome to church. It is radical. It is an embrace of other people, whether this be in the life of our church, whether this be in your own walk in life, or in the people in the world that you, which you're surrounded by. And when you live radical hospitality, the thing you'll find is, the reason why it's hard, and why we need to trust the Father in this, is because it will cost you something. Because to go out of your way to love other people, to go out of your way to love the stranger and to make them feel welcome, will cost you something. For the Good Samaritan, it cost him a social barrier. It cost him financially because he paid for that man's care. There is a cost in the idea of being radically hospitable to people. It might cost you to have to go out your way to do something. And ultimately, what it means is often becoming uncomfortable to allow others to feel comfortable. For the man walking on the journey, the Samaritan on this story, he's riding a donkey. He's not walking it. He's on a donkey. He's having fun. He gets off of his donkey and he puts the man on the donkey and says, "You can have that." He has to walk the distance. He becomes uncomfortable so that the man who is in a worse place than him can become comfortable. And I've talked about this before in church. I say simple things like this. It's, if you're a regular at this church, sit near the front so that guests, when they come in, can sit at the back. Because if you're a visitor to church and you have to then walk in and you go, "There's no chairs, I've got to walk to the front of church," that's really not very comfortable. And I know that lots of people in this church like to sit at the back of church. And I'm not trying to have a go at you if you're sat in the back of church this morning. But what I'm saying is, become uncomfortable to allow others to feel comfortable. That is radical hospitality. That's what it means to say, actually, we are expecting visitors. Because it's very easy for church to become about us and what we need. But the great thing about becoming a Christian is that we get to live the mantra of Jesus, which is this. Jesus came not to be served, but to serve. And when you come into the life of this community, and when you've been a Christian for a little while, there comes this, come as you are, but don't stay as you are. That's kind of the gospel. Come as you are, doesn't matter who you are or how you come, but come as you are, but don't stay as you are. Because if you come as you are, you're always be expecting to receive, receive, receive. But actually, the gospel says, no, once you've received the love of Christ, now go and show it to the world. So we now live in a community where it's not about what can I get from this, it's about how can I give to this? How can I serve others? And so when we live that mentality, and as a church we're seeking to be radical in our hospitality, what we're saying is we are expecting visitors. We need to look at our world and say we're expecting other people to come. And you can tell whether churches are expecting people or not expecting people by the experience you get when you walk in a church. And to be honest, I've told this story before. When I first came to this church 6 years ago, you were not expecting visitors. Because I drove past the church, all the doors were shut, and there was no sign that anyone was worshipping here at all. And you walked in the door, and there was no one to greet you. And you walked in the back of church, and you didn't know where you were going. But we are in a place now where our signs aren't peeling off the wall anymore. We're expecting visitors. Where the doors are normally opened. Where we have people who welcome you as you come in. We've gone, actually, the space needs to be lifted. So we painted in here so that actually it's not 12 shades of cream. We're replacing the lights. We're going to do the corridor soon. We're doing things to say we're expecting visitors to come into our home and we want it to be a nice experience. Steve was telling me the fact that Steve Alien was saying that he was talking to an Ofsted inspector who said when they go into a school, the first place they go to is the toilets. Because if you go into the toilets at a school, you can tell whether the school's looked after or not. It doesn't matter about all the presentations on the wall and all the nice things, but actually it shows you what that school's like. So we're looking at doing things that are how we can improve our toilets at the moment. We're doing stuff to say, actually, we want to expect visitors. So like this morning, we've done something a bit different this morning to say, what could it look like to be welcoming to people? I'm saying when you come in, not only is there tea and coffee, but there's a little bit more. Actually, just a little idea of saying, just have a chocolate on your seat. We're expecting you and we want you to be here. We want you to have an experience of grace and love. And I think we do pretty well at this already. I think we're a pretty loving church. I think we're quite good at welcome these days. We're not perfect, but I think we're pretty good. We've been on a journey with it and I think we're doing pretty well. Peter hears me as having a go at us. I'm saying, actually, we do quite well at this practice already. This church is pretty good at practicing hospitality. But there's always more we can do. And often it's just the little things that you can do. It's just the way you say hello to someone in the morning. It's the way you show interest to people. Because radical means drastically different from the ordinary practice, outside the normal, which exceeds expectation and goes the second mile. Drastically different from the ordinary practice, outside the normal, that which exceeds expectation and goes the second mile. I don't want people to come here and go, oh, I had a nice experience at that place. I want people to go, wow, I went to that place and it was just wow. The best welcoming church I've ever experienced was down at Hillsong in London. And at Hillsong London, that time we're meeting in the Dominion Theatre, and you got off the tube station, and as you got off the tube, and the theatre was just above the tube station, you got off the tube, and there were welcomers for the church on the platform of the tube station. And so you got off the platform, and there were people in bright t-shirts saying Hillsong London on them, and you went, oh, okay, I know where I'm going now. And they would say, come this way, come this way. And all the way up the stairs and up the escalators, there were people who were welcomers with t-shirts on saying, come on this way, we're so happy you're here this morning, come along. So at no point after getting off the train did I think, oh, where am I going? What am I doing now? And when you got to the front door of the theatre, someone said, welcome, hi, new visitors here this morning. And I was there with some luggage. And they went, you got luggage this morning? Let me take you to our cloakroom where you can store your luggage during the service. And I got passed on from person to person to person, offered coffee, sat down next to someone, and people who were part of that church just would automatically go, hi, are you new? I haven't seen you before. What's your story? And it was like, wow. And it wasn't that difficult, but it was the, we are expecting you. We are expecting you. And radical hospitality is saying, we are expecting you. And therefore, we're not gearing our community towards ourselves. We're gearing it towards the visitor. We're saying, how can we make this experience something that you can engage with? How can we let you experience something of this community? In 1 Corinthians, Paul writes this. Though I am free and belong to no one, I have made myself a slave to everyone, to win as many as possible. To the Jew, I become a Jew to win the Jew. To those under the law, I become like one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so as to win those who are under the law. To those not having the law, I become like one who is not, become like one not having the law, though I am not free from God's law, but I am under Christ's law. Good old Paul. So as to win those who have no law. To the weak, I become weak to win the weak. I have become all things to all people so that by all possible means I might save some. I do all this for the sake of the gospel so that I may share in its blessings. He says, I will do whatever it takes so that people feel comfortable to be able to experience the grace of Jesus. So to the weak, I become weak. To the Jew, I become a Jew. To those under the law, I engage them on that level. He's saying, I meet people where they're at. Whatever they need, that's where I meet them, and that's where I start the journey from. It's not going, here's what it looks like, either have it or not. It's saying, I meet you where you are, and I take you on that journey. And what he's basically saying is this. Radical hospitality is how can you be a bridge of welcome? How can you be a bridge of welcome? How can you meet people where they are and take them from where they are to experience something of the love of Christ? That's what it's about. And so when you're on welcome team, you're not just here to shake someone's hand, you're there to be a bridge of welcome to say, I welcome you like Christ welcomes you. If you're doing tea and coffee, you're offering it in a generous way and the way that Christ offers generosity to us. What we're doing is we're trying to display what Christ has done for us through the welcome that we give and the welcome that we offer. Because the whole gospel is hospitality. Have you ever seen the bridge analogy of the gospel, which is like this, which is what this contraption at the front here is for this morning? This is my bridge. It doesn't look like a bridge, but it's a bridge, honestly. It's saying that God's on one side and we're on the other side, and there's a gap between those two. And in order to invite us into all that God's got, Jesus sends Christ into the world to bridge that gap. And he does that by dying on the cross for our sin so that we can be set free from our sin and we can engage with a holy God. And so the cross is like the bridge between us and God through Christ. And we can experience that. That's our experience of God as believers. So we are called to be like a bridge of welcome, like Christ was, to everyone that we meet. So that means in this place, trying to do things which bridge the gap between someone who's coming in for the first time and saying, here, meet Jesus. We're trying to be like Christ into the world. We're trying to bridge that gap. But it might be that when you go into work, you're saying, actually, radical hospitality at work, what does that look like? It says, I want to meet people where they're at and hopefully lead them to Jesus. I want to be a bridge of hospitality to them. I want to be interested in their lives. I want to know them. I want to offer generously to them so that they can meet Jesus. To my next door neighbor, I want to be a bridge of welcome that says, come along to church. Come and experience something of the community of God. I want to invite people in. A good question for us is, how many of us actually know our next door neighbor's names? Or maybe you know the next door neighbors. What about the one next door to that? Or the one next to that? Or the one across the road? Some of you might. But have you actually ever invited them to experience something of God's grace? Whether that be at church or something else? Radical hospitality is about being a bridge of welcome, which is about invitational lifestyle. Of inviting people constantly to experience something of the grace of Jesus. Whether that be inviting them to something we're doing here, or whether that be inviting them into your own home, or whether that's just engaging where they are at. Being welcomed into their home and being a bridge of peace in that place. Being the bridge of welcome. That's what we're called to be. In whatever we do, be that bridge. That when people come through this door, the welcome team's job is to do exactly what my job is. It's the same job. If you're on the worship team, it's the same job. If you're on coffee, it's the same job. If you're moving chairs around, it's the same job. If you're in climbers, it's the same job. What's the job? It's being a bridge of welcome, of saying, wherever you're at, we want to lead you to experience more of Jesus. And even if you're a believer, we want to take you to experience even more of Jesus through the love that God has for us. So we want to be a bridge of welcome. I've told this story before, I told you a few weeks ago, about a church my dad used to go to, where the guy on the welcome team was at the front door and someone was walking past on the high street, because they used to meet in a theatre in the centre of high street of Gloucester. And the guy walking past, and the guy on the welcome team, Valentine, said to this guy, come in for a coffee. He went, no, I can't do that. And he went, no, come in for a coffee. And he went, well, what is it? And he went, it's a church. He went, oh, I certainly can't come and experience that. And he goes, why not? He goes, well, I'm a satanic priest. And he goes, come in for a coffee anyway. He's like, no, you don't say, I'm a satanic priest. I'm completely against everything that you stand for. And he goes, no, 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 come and experience a coffee with us. And the guy was so bowled over by it, he came in, had a coffee, went into the service, and got saved. And he said, no one's ever shown me a welcome like that before. No one's ever said that they loved me before. No one's ever offered me anything before. That is radical hospitality. It was a simple cup of coffee, but why was it radical? Because it was saying, I don't care if you're a satanic priest. Come and join us for worship. Come and join our church. It's love of the stranger. It's radical. Love of the stranger. So everything we're trying to do as a church is about how can we best engage the stranger with Jesus? How can we connect them into the love and grace of God in all that we do? How can we be that bridge of welcome? Radical hospitality is about receiving the grace of God, experiencing his hospitality, and then sharing it with others, and then becoming a bridge, being a bridge of welcome. That's what it's about, being a bridge of welcome, which takes people from where they are and meets them where they are to the place where God wants them to be. And it doesn't have to be always massive gestures. It can be a small thing. But it's the purpose behind it. So never think, oh, I'm just on coffee this morning. Never think, oh, I'm just on welcome this morning. Never just think, oh, I'm just doing worship this morning. Oh, I'm on climbers this morning. It's you are showing radical hospitality. You are living the gospel. Just like Christ did, you're bridging the gap between where people are and where they could be. Radical hospitality is doing something drastic. It's It's going the extra mile. That's what it's about. Therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you to the glory of God. What you've received from God, show it to other people. Radical hospitality is this. It exceeds expectation and goes the second mile for the stranger to bring the heart of God into view through us. Radical hospitality exceeds expectation and goes the second mile for the stranger to bring the heart of God into view through us. This is why we practice it, to be the bridge, to love the stranger. Not just doing what is good enough, but doing something that is excellent for the other. It's so easy for us today to live in a world where we say, that will do. But actually saying we're going to be radical in our hospitality is saying, no, excellence will do. Not just it will do. I've often heard another pastor say to me before, is good enough for God? So if you're serving in the life of this community, and you have the opportunity to show welcome to people in the way that you are serving, do it with excellence. Don't turn up late because, turn up early and make sure you're on it. If you're on welcome, make sure you're prepared and you're ready to go. If you're on worship team, we're going to get ready and we're going to be prepared to say everything we do is about bringing people into experiencing the grace of God. Whatever you're doing, if you're on climbers, making sure that we spend time preparing adequately to make sure we're teaching our kids the best we possibly can. It's doing everything with excellence to say we want to embrace all that God is. Being that bridge, taking people from where they are to where they could be. I become all things to all people that by all possible means I might save some. Radical hospitality exceeds expectation and goes the second mile for the stranger to bring the heart of God into view through us. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your love towards us. Thank you that as we experience your grace, as we experience your hands of welcome towards us, Lord, help us then bring that into view with others by offering that same love. Lord, thank you that your love wasn't just a little bit. It was the radical nature of the cross. You exceeded expectation by dying on the cross, not just for one person, but for the whole world. Lord, thank you that you stared death in the face and you made a way for us to know you. Lord, help us love our enemies. Help us love the stranger. Help us think about how everything we do is about welcoming people, being prepared and expecting visitors into this place and helping them connect with you through your love and your grace. Amen.